This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Limits, I heard you talking behind my back. You do think that the sound glass prevents that, but I did.
No, and it's
apparently
not the glass.
A couple of callers have called in and said I was snapping on you more than usual today, so I would like to apologize. You know, from the beginning of the show, I forgot my computer.
Yes.
And I'm under great duress.
It's a very stressful day for you today, Joe, and I accept
apologize.
Your apology.
I'm going to be extra nice to you.
I appreciate your apology. I don't think it was needed.
Day. May I get you lunch?
I would love lunch.
May I give you money?
I would love money even more than lunch. Maybe you can give me money at the dinner that we go to.
I do have to take you to dinner now, but not Donnie.
We should go to the North Shore Tavern.
We will go to the North Shore
Tavern. That would be a great spot.
I'd love to take you to dinner there because I have a gift card there.
That's why I brought it up.
Why don't we do that?
We should.
All right.
When do you want to go?
Tonight.
Okay.
No, I'm playing golf at South Park. Wait,
no,
was that mean?
No, I have to record a podcast tonight.
Okay, so you couldn't do it either.
No,
see, you subtly take shots back at me and are just as mean to me as I am to you.
Maybe not just as mean, but you take some subtle shots. I take more subtler shots. Is that a word? More subtler?
No, subtler or more subtle.
Subtler.
I didn't mean to be mean there, just correcting you.
I like to say more funner. I like to say funner. I don't know why. I know it's not a word. I just think it's fun to say. It's funner.
It's redundant, and I don't mean that to be mean.
You have helped me with redundancy.
I know. I'm good at that.
You've told me whether it's something that I write or something that I say, no limits. You don't need to add on blank, blank this season. That is redundant. We know what season it is.
Whether it's golf, writing, or announcing games, which you do, less is more limits.
Yeah.
At all
unless
times.
Unless you're on radio doing play-by-play. You wanted to give a full examination of everything that you see. But TV especially, yeah.
I disagree. In fact, I disagree vehemently.
Really?
I think the best play-by-play people are the ones who do it in the fewest words possible and often let the audience speak and often have silence.
Right, but radio, you obviously have to talk it more than TV because there's a visual for TV and people can see it while also hearing
the
effects.
But like radio, when I'm listening to a hockey game, for example, I don't need to know that the puck is on the right side of the ice and they're coming up the right side and it's going from this guy to this guy to this guy to this guy to that guy to that guy. And it's just, I grew up listening to Rick Jenneret and his voice, and Mike Lang was great at this too. He anticipated the game and his voice would rise and lower with the action and there would be space between the words, and he would give ample time for an analyst to say things when necessary. But it didn't feel like, even though the game was on radio, that he felt a need to tell everybody exactly which player had the puck at all times and where the puck was. I don't want that as a listener.
No, that's fair. And I mean, I'm sure there are other aspects of the games that are going on. Like maybe there's a big check that just happened further on down the boards and there's something that draws your attention and takes it away from it. I think Mike Lang was very, very good at it. Doc Emrick was the king. Him and Gary Thorne on TV of being able to describe the action while being able to give a lot, but at the same time, you didn't feel like you were overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was just watching Mario's classic comeback game in 2000 against the Leafs, and was it Gary Thorne? It wasn't Doc Emrick, I don't think, doing it on TV. It was Gary Thorne, I think. whoever it was did a fabulous job of calling his goal on a twisting, turning pass from Jágr. But that's beside the point limits. We're talking about Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers and how, in my opinion, that's the overriding, overarching story as we begin camp a week from today with the first official practices. TJ Watt, yes, of course, is the immediate newsy story. Is this Andrew Filippone who put out this little tweet here about a source? I believe so.
Yes.
Did you see this one?
About TJ Watt.
An NFC West team recently reached out to the Steelers, according to Pony's source, to gauge their interest in trading TJ Watt. And that team was basically told, thanks, but no thanks. Didn't go very far. Maybe that will change down the road. So the moral of that story is that, or the lesson from that story is that if it were ever known that TJ was available, you would have teams left and right with big offers. That's the one thing I disagree with people on this station and disagree with some people nationally when they say he wouldn't draw even a first-round pick. I think that's ludicrous. He's arguably the best defensive player in all of football, and he's not 35. He's 30. He's for 13 weeks last year, he was the Vegas pretty much runaway winner for defensive player of the year. Then he got hurt and faded late. We could talk a lot about how much we would invest in TJ Watt and what's wise and what's not. But if it were made known that he was available, you would have teams giving the Steelers a very bountiful package for him.
Especially because, you know, the discussion around Garrett was, oh, well, he's definitely going to command two first-round picks. Well, Watt's only a year older than Garrett, 15 months, if we want to be specific, and Watt has better numbers than Myles Garrett. Why would that mean that TJ Watt wouldn't be able to take a first-round pick then if Myles Garrett for two and he's a year younger?
I agree.
I don't get that. I really don't understand it.
Like, we had Devin McCourty on the other day who said absolutely a first-round pick would be. He didn't say that. I'm sorry. He said TJ's the better player.
Yes, he likes the splash plays.
Right.
That are significantly
I thought
better.
You just made an excellent point, and I'm going to underscore that, and I'm going to lavish you with positive reinforcement the rest of the show.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry if in the first hour I snapped on you too much.
It's just an old married couple arguing back and forth between each other. That's what we've become.
Next.
Let's go to Robin West Mifflin to chime in.
What's up, Rob? Rob?
Rob?
Rob?
Why can't we hear Rob?
Rob's usually great.
I know. Here is Matt in the North Hills.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, so what's considered a successful season cannot be determined strictly on where the team ends up in the playoffs, because you can easily come up with a scenario where the Steelers go 9-8 and eke out a 16-13 win over the Houston Texans in a wild card game and then get smoked the next game against the Chiefs. And at that point, where have you gone as a franchise?
Wouldn't you take that right now? Wouldn't you take a playoff win now? I mean, aren't we starving for a playoff win?
No, because that doesn't get us any closer to a Super Bowl, and ultimately that's what we're trying to do. And that one-game loss or one-game win followed by an immediate blowout or not competitive game doesn't get us anywhere close to that, especially when you have a 41-year-old quarterback.
I hear that. He'll be 42 by then. But okay, so what then constitutes success for you for this Steelers season?
You need to see something that you can either build on or seriously threatens making a Super Bowl run. Will Howard, for some reason, was the one that got 9-8 and won the playoff game. Then you can say, oh, we're building on that for the next year. But if all you do is eke out a wild card game and eke out a wild card win, the whole thing is going to start over next year with a new quarterback. So you can't call that a successful
season.
Well,
I mean, yeah. Okay, the whole thing's going to start over no matter what, though, next year, at least at the quarterback position. Very likely. I mean, that's a different topic. What if Aaron Rodgers plays great? What if he feels rejuvenated a year removed from the Achilles and is great and they get to the AFC title game? I still think there's a chance that he could come back for one more. I do. He hasn't ruled it out. limits?
No, I mean, if he plays significantly well, then that would make a lot of sense for Rodgers to come back, because then it shows, oh, I do have a lot still left in the tank. Like, he believes it, but now there's some actual proof behind it that you can put on tape, unlike with the Jets, where there were a lot of moments where he looked good, but he didn't sustain it for wins and losses.
I commend you for making that point. It was well stated and poignant.
I think your point was even better than mine.
No, your point was a million miles better than mine.
Thank you.
And I'm going to lavish you with praise for the rest of the show.
How do you feel about Ryan Clark's take on Mike Tomlin?
Oh, I do want to hear that. I do want to hear. This is Ryan Clark talking about his old coach.
So we have two things on Tomlin. First, Clark saying that Tomlin needs his Andy Reid run somewhere else. This was Clark on the Green Light podcast with Chris Long.
Chris, man, this dude can lay something out that is so complex and make it so simple. And it was, you never go into a game, or I never left the game and said, that team beat us in a way that Coach Tomlin didn't tell us was possible.
Got it.
Right? Or we did everything he said would lead to a win, but we still lost.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like those things didn't happen. And the motivation was always there. And the other thing that, to me, is surprising is, you know, I mentioned Antonio Brown earlier, bro.
Yeah.
He has this incredible ability to allow you to be yourself within the team. Bro, Antonio, and this is just honest, he was not a good teammate.
Yeah.
Right? But he worked his butt off individually. Coach Tomlin was able to say, okay, I'm going to box that and allow that to affect the team, but I won't let the negativity to affect the team on the field.
Right.
And so I just expected that when we walked off the field, we were the last two people to walk off of the field after the Super Bowl 2010, 2011. If you would have just told me he'd never get back to another one, by this point, I'd have thought you were out of your mind. And I also said that, like, he still has it. I just think he needs his Andy Reid run somewhat.
I couldn't agree more with that. And that's why I would have been answering the call when the Bears called about a trade. We'll go back to the previous call on this show and how they're going to have to start over a quarterback next season. You want to talk about first round picks? That's where I would have started the conversation with the Bears. You want Mike Tomlin? What a perfect opportunity for him and for us after what really, I think, appeared to a lot of people, certainly to me, like a rock bottom moment against the Ravens in that playoff game. That's a team that you should know very well, a team that they had historically competed with no matter what, and they just got absolutely buried and humiliated and embarrassed to the point where Kirk Herbstreit was saying that they looked like they were quitting. It just felt like a natural ending. And I think that Mike Tomlin is a good coach. I do. He's no longer a great coach. And I don't think he's the right coach for here. I would say the exact same thing about Mike Sullivan. And he arrived in New York because it was time to go here. He arrived in New York practically to a ticker tape parade. He arrived a conquering hero, and he hasn't done anything yet there. I think Mike Tomlin would benefit so much from a fresh start like that. So I agree with Ryan Clark, and I think the Steelers would too.
He would.
And that felt like a natural ending last year.
Because Tomlin is a good coach, no matter what people want to make him out to be. But he just does need a new situation. He needs a new circumstance. He needs new voices in the building. He just needs a fresh start. And sometimes you can be good at something, but it just eventually the well runs dry. And that is where he is with the Steelers now, where he can go somewhere like Andy Reid and it work out. And it would not surprise me. The whole, oh, well, he could get hired in the next day or in a couple hours and it would be fine. I wouldn't doubt that at all in him to have success.
Next.
Here's Tim in the North Hills.
Hey, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about successful season. And my approach would be a little different. I would say, first off, anything that beats the over-under number, which is still, from what I understand, believe it or not, only 8.5 wins, starts to, you know, be a little better than what everybody else expects. Then, obviously, if they make the playoffs, I think it's a start. And then, obviously, if they win a playoff game, but probably more importantly, is how Aaron Rodgers plays and whether potentially he can still come back and be the person who could lead the team to a higher
level. What if Mason Rudolph comes in and wins a playoff game? Successful season for sure, right?
Well, certainly, although I would say that I don't see that happening, and I don't see the type of excitement that would be generated for the fan base.
Yeah. How excited are you for this season? That's another question for fans. Like, what I would feel if I were a fan, more riveted, probably more excited for this year than I did for last year, I think. Do you?
Absolutely. And probably more so than, say, the last, ever since the Ben Roethlisberger, better years.
Thank you, sir. Tim was a man of few words. Was that his name, Linus?
Yes, that was his name.
Very succinct. Straight to the point. Nice man. Was he nice to you on the phone?
He was nice to me, but not as nice as Big C in Fort Myers, who lives close to Ron, apparently.
What? Big C, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Have you seen Ron down there?
No, I've been trying to see it. I actually live in Fort Myers, not too far from him. I've been trying to catch him, and hopefully one day I will.
Just start going to every bar in town. You'll hit him sooner or later.
Whatever his spot is. What was the name of it? If you go there at like 4 o'clock, you will probably automatically see Ron.
Start taking trips seriously to every happy hour in Fort Myers, and you'll hit the one he's at.
You'll find him.
Well, I can tell you what, believe it or not, there are about 6 hot spots down here that are Steeler decked out. It's unbelievable down here.
Wow.
It is unbelievable the number of locations where Steeler fans just take over the establishment. It's mind-boggling.
Well, what's on your mind?
So I want to talk about the T.J. Watt issue, and what I have to say is this. He's a great player. You know, we value his work ethic and everything he's done for the black and gold, but when you look at the Lombardis, that's what it's ultimately about, right? The Lombardis. And you haven't won with T.J. Watt. And to spend that kind of capital on one player when you need help in so many other areas, they're not going to win with him. And we all understand that. So thank you, but no thank you. I think it's time to move on. I think you keep that money and you go invest in other players and you stockpile, you get draft picks, because that's what you're going to need. We talk about the quarterback situation. This is not the year. But I tell you what, I think they got a diamond in the rough with that Will Howard. So stay tuned for him and don't count him out yet. Joe, City Limits, you guys got the best show. I appreciate you and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Big C.
Felt like it was very well stated, Limits, did it not?
I thought so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I really agree with everything, but I think you stated it well.
Joe, it might be important to turn your mic on.
Now, there is an example, Limits, of you being rude and mean to me. I'm always catching heat for the opposite
way. Just started talking, and
now
I was like,
can't hear you. Now his thing's broken. Hold on. Man. Take over the show for a second.
Well, because, Joe, I was wondering, because I saw you talking, and I could see you on the video feed here and obviously through the glass, and I just see you talking and talking and talking, and I'm like, he has no idea that, one, his mic is not on, and, two, there's also a light that will tell you, well, I guess the light's behind you. I could see the light in here.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm literally astounded, and I appreciate Harry Callis lending me his headphones because I forgot mine today. I'm astounded at how horrible these headphones are.
I don't even know if they are Harry's headphones. I think they're just headphones that Harry found that he uses.
No, they're the ones that's. I watched them because Harry took them off his head after his show.
Well, he did use them today, yes.
But, oh, so like, they're not his regular headphones?
I don't know. I take my headphones. Everybody that I know, like me, Crowley, Doran.
Me?
Pony, you, Crowley. We all have our own headphones, and we take them with us when we leave. So why
Harry doesn't do that?
Harry does not take those with him. No, they're always just laying back here. So
maybe
I think
because
they're
broken.
Probably.
That might be the reason. All right, Limits. Let's go to Noah Hiles yesterday and Pirates trade deadline. It's such a strange situation because they desperately need help, but it's for the future. But that doesn't mean they can't get it at the deadline. And they're obviously at the same time in a fire sale mode, right? So give us some of the percentages. I asked Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette yesterday, do you want to play the clip or you just have the numbers?
I have both. Why don't we play the clip and then riff off it and I'll just pause it and keep it going as we'll go
Sounds
one by
delicious.
One here.
Mitch Keller.
75.
Ooh. And there's me adding some extra context.
Percent chance they'll be traded, in other words, yeah.
I was surprised by that. 75% chance that Mitch Keller's going to get dealt.
Like, do you agree with that?
No, I think it's more 50-50 at this point. Partly
but
because,
he's the beat writer. He's hearing this stuff.
Oh, I know. Like, Noah is more in the know than I am.
Do you want Mitch Keller to be kept?
The further and further we go on, the more I want him to be kept. But I also understand the reasoning because you want him to be dealt for a big fish, for a big bat. Now, if that is indeed the case, and that is necessity to being able to acquire it, and you can't for Bednar and Santana, I would rather package Bednar and Santana to try to get a big bat, and if you get to throw in something else like Andrew Heaney to make it happen, like a three-player deal, I'd do it.
This is not being me being rude or mean to you. I don't think Andrew Heaney, David Bednar, and who else?
Dennis Santana.
Dennis Santana gets you the kind of bat you're looking for, big bat.
Well, you're talking about two high-leverage relievers with year of control. And look, Andrew Heaney's not in that regard. So, fine, let's throw IKF in there. Does that move the needle any bit more
for
you?
No, it doesn't move the needle.
Well, consider...
If you're going to get... I don't know what kind of bat you're... does it get you a decent bat? Yeah. This team needs a potential young star hitter or an already established really good hitter. And you're going to have to give up a lot to get a lot, I think. I could be wrong.
Well, I think...
But, I mean, you're talking about... relief pitchers.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Andrew Heaney. And then you want to throw in IKF, who's just a guy, a utility player. I don't know. I don't think that does the trick.
Let's take
I'm
Heaney
talking
out of
blockbuster.
It. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is right now, Joe, there's about 24 teams that realistically could still believe that they are in the race, or at least if you look at the standings, can still think that to start the second half of the year. This is an extreme seller's market. Like, it's you, the Rockies, Colorado, or as they are the Rockies, the White Sox, like you are in a pool of a small amount of sellers where your assets are better than whatever Colorado has and better than whatever the White Sox have up to offer. Like, look at those rosters. Who are they going to sell?
I mean, maybe. I haven't looked at their prospect lists.
And the A's aren't going to sell Brent Rooker. My point of the matter is the Pirates have the biggest amount of assets to be able to trade. So I would imagine that with so many buyers out there, they could jack up the price to be able to get somebody.
It's
to
about
overpay.
Quantity, not quality. The Pirates have a bunch of mediocre guys they can sell. Maybe a little bit higher than that. Now, Keller is different because he's a starter. He's having a good year, but he's also signed for three more years here.
Right.
If they include him in a package or deal him, you know, on his own, they better get something good in return. And I'm not sure if Mitch Keller, even one for one, brings the kind of really good bat that you're looking for. But I'd certainly be shopping. I'd be aiming for that. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I would hate to see Mitch Keller turn into a salary dump.
Oh,
and make no mistake, Limits. Last year he made $6 million. That shot up to $15 million. And when that happens in Pirates country, everybody's eyes and ears go up and it's time to start thinking trade. The next 3 years, they owe Mitch Keller $54 million over the next 3 years. So for that reason alone, he's a trade candidate. But I hope the thinking is he's a good starting pitcher. Let's go out and get a good 20-something bat that's already established if we're going to trade him. Or make him part of a package for some of these guys we've talked about, like this Spencer Jones from the Yankees, a 6'7 slugger. Who's in AAA knocking on the door, the kid we talked about from the Cubs, who's being blocked because they already have their outfield in the majors. That's the type of thing I'm talking about here.
Well, and I think, you know, we've ragged on Bednar a little bit just because of how bad last season was and the start of the year in Miami having to get demoted. Since he's come back,
he's been
NL
good.
Reliever of the month.
He's been really good.
His ERA is under 2, I believe, if you don't include those first couple of games of the season. So you can get something for, what, a two-time All-Star closer and somebody who is still a closer for them that is a significant arm in the back end.
Yeah.
Plus, Santana has been a closer this year and
you
has been
could.
A really good arm and has a track record over the last year and a half of being their best reliever. So that's why I think that you could get something for them, especially when there's
well, you
so
could.
Many teams buying.
You could, but the Pirates need a star or a budding star, prospective star. And I mean, I'm looking at big time blockbuster, like including Bubba Chandler. Like, you tell me I could get a similarly positioned hitting prospect to him, one of the best pitching prospects in all of baseball, then we're talking. You want to package him and Keller and really go for it? Or package him with Bednar and Santana? Then we're talking blockbuster.
You better be acquiring like an all-star or
potential all-star.
Or two hitters.
Let me ask you this.
That's a lot to give up. Like, I don't want us to overvalue the assets that the Pirates have, but I mean, we do have to admit the relievers are pretty good, and Bubba Chandler could be a number two starting pitcher in a rotation. That is
a
lot.
He could be a number one.
That is a number one. That is a lot to give up for a bat that hasn't proven it yet, that might be just knocking on the door. That is a ton to give up.
I know, but I got news for you on Keller. And I bet this is part of the reason Noah says 75% chance he's dealt. When the money gets to where it's going with Keller, and it's the Pirates, you have to start thinking, yeah, they're going to be looking to move this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Next. Holy bird
that
follicles.
That one surprises me.
Key Brian Hayes.
60. I believe so. Just from conversations that I've had, I've talked to people and they said, because there's been smoke connected to Cabrian's name in recent years, but they said this is more legitimate, like the rumors and everything. There's actual substance and traction to them. That's what I know, right?
How about Man, that? The Yankees need a third baseman. The Yankees could certainly use a Mitch Keller. I would think anybody could. How about Mitch Keller and Key Brian Hayes for Spencer Jones? We'll even throw in a sweetener. They want IKF. How about that? Limits.
Don't you think? So you're going to trade three guys for one that hasn't even debuted in the majors yet?
Key Brian Hayes, is it you get somebody to take him and his contract?
How much do you value?
You're not really trading anybody there. You're unloading a contract on somebody.
It's $7 million. This isn't $25 million to the Yankees. That's just change in their pocket.
I know it is to them. To the Pirates, it's way more.
We're talking about
point?
To the Yankees.
What's your point?
What I'm saying is if you make that trade, you are not getting enough back. Considering how much you value Mitch Keller to think you could put him in a blockbuster to acquire a star.
With Bubba Chandler, yeah. Wait a second here. You're telling me a guy that Jim Bowden doesn't even think the Yankees will trade because he's so valuable. He's knocking at the door, smashing home runs at AAA. Spencer Jones. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
6'7" slugger.
Yep.
Mitch Keller, Ke'Bryan Hayes, and whoever, I don't care, IKF, Bednar, whoever else they want, you wouldn't make that deal.
No, the Yankees would have to put something else in
the trade. Oh, my God. Hold on.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Keller, Ke'Bryan Hayes, why do you care about IKF or Ke'Bryan Hayes,
I feel like the populace would also agree with me on this.
Oh, I feel like they wouldn't.
Alex, do you agree with me?
Hold on a second here.
Alex agrees with me. Would we like to pass the mic over to him?
Not right now. Let me just ask you. Let me ask you.
Throw it on.
Mitch Keller.
Yep.
Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Yep.
And IKF for a AAA prospect that's one of the best in baseball that would immediately move into your lineup as a 6'7" slugger. You wouldn't do that.
Well, he's also 24 years old and tearing up the minor leagues. And he's also blocked in that system.
Well, that's why he's aging in that system, is because he's blocked.
Where is he on the rankings this year in Major League Baseball? He does have 16 home runs, but he struck out 70 times in 49 games.
Who cares?
In Double A. He's went up to Triple A.
He
struck out 90 times in 63 games.
Who cares? Read what Jim Bowden says about him. First of all, would you do Mitch Keller straight up for him?
I'd be more inclined to, yeah.
Then why do you care about IKF for Ke'Bryan Hayes?
Because I think you can get additional pieces. How much? What
who's
do you,
giving you a piece you of anything for Ke'Bryan
what
Hayes?
What do you value? Somebody who is a platinum glove, gold glove
getting
defender
rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes is the prize in and of itself. He's no longer here if you trade him. No, nobody's giving up anything of value
Spencer
for him.
Spencer Jones is not even a top 100 prospect.
Read what Bowden said about him.
Okay, why is Jim Bowden the gospel now? I mean,
hold on a second.
What is MLB Pipeline? And I trust what they say and Jonathan Mayo say. Spencer Jones is not even a top prospect.
Where is he in the Yankee system?
I'm pulling it up now, but he's not a top 100 guy. He is second in the Yankees list, but he's not in the top 100 list. He's not even a top 100 prospect. So why are we deciding
he's a 6'7" slugger who's killing AAA, who Bowden says they don't even want to deal because he's that valuable.
Well, good for them. Everybody,
so Bowden's not gospel, but Jonathan Mayo is?
I'm taking the account of what Baseball America says and what MLB Pipeline says, and they both don't have him in their top 100 prospect list.
How about the kid for the Cubs?
Let me pull up Chicago's list. So you're talking about who? Owen Casey for the Cubs, their outfielder, the left-handed bat?
Yep.
He has 19 homers, 42 RBIs this year, 97 strikeouts, 73 games. And strikeouts at this point, I mean, you just get so many of them.
So why'd you bring him up with Jones?
20 doubles, because his are just so outlandish that, I mean, it's like O'Neill Cruz
is how
much he's struck out.
Who cares?
He's their number one prospect. On the top 100 list, he ranks, as I try to find it, 41st.
41st. Would you trade Keller, Ke'Bryan Hayes, and IKF for him?
Yeah. Yes, I'd be more inclined to do that.
So you're convinced that he's that much of a better prospect than Spencer Jones?
What convinces you that Spencer Jones is such a great prospect?
Only what I read in here. Neither one of us are scouting minor league games. Are we limits?
No. But, I mean, when I look at Jones, I do wonder, if he is such a great prospect that the Yankees don't want to trade, why is he just not knocked down the door? The Yankees have gone on a losing streak right now.
You already said it. He's blocked in their system, did you not? He's their second-rated prospect.
I did. They don't want to find a place to put him. He's an outfielder that can also play first base. If he was that good and they need the offense, they would call him up and play DH.
Why does AI Overview say Spencer Jones is a top prospect for the Yankees, currently ranked as their number two by MLB Pipeline? Impressive size, athleticism, power, drawing comparisons to Aaron Judge. Huh? Why does it say that limits?
Aaron Judge?
Yeah, that's what it says.
No, no prospect should be compared to Aaron Judge. Not one.
All right.
And we're talking about a slam dunk Hall of Famer, most home runs in the American League.
All right, let's switch to this. You think that Ke'Bryan Hayes, that the prize in trading Hayes isn't trading Hayes?
Look, I don't think that you're going to get much for Ke'Bryan Hayes. I don't. I just don't think it's a complete salary dump to a team.
It's not a salary dump.
Yankees.
It's a player dump, and they can start over at third base.
And I would move off of Hayes. I would be completely okay if they traded him.
I would lavish a team that wanted to trade for him. I would drive there and promise them gifts every year for the next 10 years. You're taking Key Brian
what
Hayes
I'm
from
saying
us?
Is I don't think that you have
There's
to make
no
a
prize
move.
Coming back for Key Brian Hayes.
It could be an A-ball prospect that is just, you know, what I'm saying is I don't want them to trade Key Brian Hayes in a similar way like they did with Luriano to the Blue Jays.
Who cares how they trade Hayes?
Because
it's a win. It's a freaking Super Bowl win.
Okay,
if they trade
you would
him.
Be okay if they package two prospects like they did the Liriano trade for Reese McGuire and Harold Ramirez, who are two guys that have actually played in the majors.
If
for
I call
10
another
years.
Team, I say I want to deal Key Brian Hayes. Will you take him? And they say yes. I would say, oh my God, thank you. And they said, what do you want in return? I would say nothing. Thank you for taking him.
For a Gold Glove defender at $7 million. I don't know why I'm defending Key Brian Hayes.
You're constantly defending this guy.
I would be completely fine with trading Key Brian
Hayes.
You're
not understanding that the miracle it would be for somebody to trade for him.
Miracle?
Yes, miracle.
Nah, I don't think so. I really
okay.
don't.
Okay. All right. All right, Limits.
All right.
Let's take calls on that. 412-928-9370.
Let's do it.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend, and I don't think you are either, that we watch Spencer Jones and whoever the other kid's name is. I rely on the Jonathan Mayos and the Jim Bowdens of the world to tell us who these kids are and, you know, how valuable they can be. Keith Law. Let's find Keith Law and Spencer Jones. Shall we, Limits?
Please.
And who cares about IKF? I mean, he's been a good soldier here. Why would you care if he was thrown in a deal?
Because
there's no future here for
him. No, there's not. IKF is probably, it's more so to me about Keller and how much is Keller worth
He's the
and
guy.
How much is Keller valued. So whenever you see like a 3-for-1 trade like that for a guy that's not even a top 100 prospect, I don't care what size he is and everything else, it's just it's kind of an odd deal. But now I'm going to take some calls.
Tell me that this guy is not lovable, this little city Limits, because he is. All right, I've got some more stuff on Spencer Jones. How about Spencer Jones or a like prospect? I mean, don't forget also with Mitch Keller, we're not into his late seasons, his annual late season swoon yet. That begins in August. So you want to sell high on him, and I'm sorry, but maybe you think I'm wrong. If I get somebody on the line and they say we want Key Brian Hayes, I would, you know, one of those phone calls where you put the phone away from you and start cheering when you don't want the other person to know how happy you are. They've just said something because they might think it's weird that you're that happy. Oh my God, to not have to watch him hit ever again here would be the prize in and of itself. And while that's not a big contract, Limits is right. For almost every other team, or for two-thirds of the teams. For the Pirates, it is. Period. So you can start over at third base and start looking at, you know, I don't know what. You have Connor Griffin coming. You have Nick Gonzalez here. Hopefully, Tamar Johnson, another infielder you got coming. You're allowed to go out and sign somebody else. You can reconfigure your infield and get more than two home runs and a 550 OPS or whatever he has from your third base position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.